The Parks Casino, New Jersey Chime Time is 10:09. It's the Dennis and Judy Show. I'm Dennis Malloy. That's Judy Franco. And it is a glorious day after almost a week of oppressive heat, humidity, and smoke. What a beautiful day. I woke up, it was like 62 degrees. It was actually chilly when I went outside this morning. Very nice. Listen, yesterday we were in Wildwood and Wildwood Crest. Kyle, have you ever been to Wildwood?
I have. Yeah, it's been a while, but I have.
Like you were a kid?
Yeah.
Last year we stayed at this place called the Caribbean, which is one of those old kitschy doo-wop motels from the 50s and 60s. And I tried to book a room this weekend, but they were booked. It was a new owner, too. A shout-out to Christina, who now owns the Caribbean. We stopped by just to say hi and congratulate her on kind of, we always like to own, it's sort of had a dream of owning a motel in Wildwood Crest.
I feel like I've heard all of your dreams. I know you had the dream about being an organ grinder.
With a monkey. Yeah. The monkey died. So, so a shout out to Christina at the Caribbean. Judy, I don't know if I showed you pictures last year when we stayed there. It has that sort of rampway that goes up. It's one of the most iconic doo-wop looking motels in the. And it's been, what, 25 years since you've been there?
Oh, yeah. Last time I was there, I stayed in a hotel that I thought had closed, right?
Right.
Recently, I trashed the living daylights out of this hotel because I was like, oh, they closed. And then somebody's like, hello, they're still open. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it was lovely. It was charming. Do you remember the hotel I stayed in?
I don't. Can you say it or you can't say it?
It was bad.
When we stayed last year at the Caribbean, I noticed everything was exactly the same as it was when they built the place, like late 50s, early 60s. Tile in the bathroom, the whole thing. The amazing part was, like, updated things that needed to be updated and clean, super clean. So that's all you can ask for, is it?
Yeah, except for that it doesn't smell like flip-flop.
Yeah, and it didn't. It didn't. But in the last time I was down there 25 years ago, since then, they took a lot of those down and put up these condos, these big condo, massive condo buildings. But some still remain. And I tell people, you got to drive through there and just check it out. It's like, I don't know, it's like stepping back into time. It really is.
I thought it was like we should have talked about, which we've done here, like the worst hotels you've ever stayed in.
Yeah, we have done that.
Because remember, our friend Kylie stayed in a hotel down there that had a shower in the middle of the bedroom.
Of the room.
Remember? They just put like a, like a curtain up in the ceiling. And then a little track. And then a little pant. And then, ooh, look, Kyle, my face is doing that thing again.
What's your face doing?
No, you look normal today.
Oh, okay. I thought I saw my face like too close up. But anyway, so are we talking about Jersey Shore towns? Is that what we've decided?
I kind of like to do that because everybody, like Kyle, where did you grow up going to the beach?
I grew up going to either Avalon, Wildwood, Stone Harbor, the South Jersey Shore.
You did? I thought yours was Belmar.
That's where I go now because it's the closest. But when I was a kid, my grandparents had the house down in Avalon. It was a duplex, and we used to go there. And that's my childhood memories growing up.
And then you would go to the Wildwood Boardwalk from there.
Yep.
From there.
100%.
It's so funny because we just saw a show we wanted to go to in Ocean City. And I wanted to go with my sisters. And they're like, Ocean City, what's that? We're not going there. I've never heard of it. And I was like the one who was like, I've been there.
You and I were in the doo-dah parade. Remember?
We
won an award and we were...
Not only that, but I used to take my kids there all the time. So what is your go-to Jersey Shore town? 1-800-283-101.5 or the one you grew up with?
One you grew up with. And is it the same? And why? Now, mine is all over the... Yours was Bradley Beach because you lived in California.
Right.
You'd come for the summer. Your grandmother had a house in Bradley Beach.
Right.
And that, so your fondest childhood Jersey Shore memories are Bradley Beach?
Kind of, but at the same time, if we wanted fun, we went to Asbury because we wanted rides. And Asbury had the rides. It had the merry-go-round and the ride. We didn't have rides in Bradley.
So I've only been to Asbury Park in the last 15 years?
Yeah, no, there's you missed the ride.
I missed the ride. So where were the rides?
In that old casino.
Broken, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what are they doing? Are they going to redo that? Or?
I don't know, but there have been all different plans. But that was where the merry-go-round was. But then on the side, on the boardwalk, there were actual rides. Like, you could go on. They had the, you know, the regular whip and all of those big rides just right on the other side of the boardwalk. The whole boardwalk, the whole thing of going to Asbury was the ride. And
by the time I got there, there were no rides.
Yeah, I know. It was really. And then the merry-go-round had those rings that you could reach for. And of course, I was too small. My sister always got the ring. Kyle has no idea what we're talking about. But Kyle, you could be on a merry-go-round. And then they would have a little machine on the ceiling that had little rings. And you would grab it as you were going by. And there were some that were painted red. And the ones that were painted red, you get like a prize. It was amazing. But if you were really little, like I was, you know, when you were like 6, you couldn't reach
right.
it. Couldn't reach it till you were like 12. Oh, that was amazing. Oh, my gosh.
So what is your Jersey Shore go-to town now? And what was it as a kid? Is it the same? And why did you switch with, I guess, tastes change? What, for a while, when I was a little kid, Atlantic City for a couple of years. Then it was Wildwood. For most of my childhood. And then when I moved to Jersey, when we lived in Delran, most of the people there went to Long Beach Island.
Oh, I'm sorry. Bonnie is correcting me that the ring was gold.
That's what I thought. My sister's correcting me. But I wasn't there. I didn't want to correct.
Well, duh, I'm so stupid because isn't that like an expression now? Grab the brass ring.
It was brass. Yeah. Tell Bonnie she's wrong.
Well, it was, no, to us it was, what's the color of brass?
Gold.
Right, so they were all like stainless, like steel, silver, right? But then there was one that was brass, that was gold.
Oh, I got you, okay.
Thanks, Bon, sorry. And I usually remember everything, but yeah. So 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. You guys, I don't have the call screen.
Well, I had to reset the pink cord anyway, so we are currently waiting for the phone lines to be able to come back up, so it's kind of perfect.
Lovely. Do you have the
app? How is that perfect? Do you remember the Fun House, says Stan in Titten Falls?
Where's the Fun House?
Yeah, I don't know if he's talking about near where I was or near where
you were. There was one in Wildwood. Kyle, what do you remember of the rides in Wildwood when you were a kid?
That they were like actual big boy rides. And, you know, I think of the boardwalk as having not Six Flags rides or like an actual amusement park, but Wildwood had some real rides that would scare you. They had a slingshot that would just shoot you straight up into the air.
They still have that.
Which I was horrified of as a kid.
At the Steel Pier, they have that.
Steel Pier has that too. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Steel Pier has some big boy rides. And yesterday in Wildwood, we saw... There's like 3 or 4 piers to go out into the over the beach, not to the ocean, because the beach is. By the way, Judy, did you take your kids to the beach when you stayed there?
Where?
I guess you did. Wildwood.
Of course, it was the best sand in the world.
It's the best sand, but to get to the ocean,
it's like a 45-minute walk. Yeah,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. So. The further
but
you go
it
down
doesn't
in the
seem as much when you have little kids and you're a young mom and you just all are running down. You know what I mean?
still, that would wear anybody out. And if you go to the very end, what they call Diamond Beach at the end of the crest.
Oh.
Beautiful. I'm really, really stunningly beautiful. And it narrows, the beach narrows a little bit to where, and that sand is like powder.
Yeah. I remember I would not be able to get it off of their feet. Like every sand where I live, you just brush a towel over their feet and get it off.
It's gone, yeah.
But here you had to bring baby powder. It was a whole surgical procedure to get the sand off. It was a nightmare.
Yeah, because it's so fine. And we went to this place called The Wharf. It was on the water. in, I guess, West Wildwood. I haven't been there in longest time.
So the question is, if people come here from another planet and they want to be introduced to the best beach town, where is that? Because I don't understand what we're doing here.
What we're doing is, what is your go-to Jersey beach town and why? And is it the same as when you were a kid? Now, Kyle's is different because he goes to Bel Marcos is the closest thing to it.
I feel like Point Pleasant, Dennis, is like such a centrally located wheelhouse. I feel like everybody has heard of it. Everybody can get to it from everywhere. Right or no?
Yeah. No, and it's had national exposure with the Jersey Shore. People would go to Jenks. Remember they would always talk about Jenks?
Well, no, I didn't watch it, but I know that people said that. Yes, 100%. Yeah.
And then Seaside Heights had national exposure, too, because that's where they lived.
But who goes there?
I feel bad.
It had such a... But then again, it does have the... where we went for the hot dog every year. We love that place. Yeah, Seaside Heights Boardwalk.
Right. Oh, it's iconic, for sure.
Come on.
Seaside Heights Boardwalk.
All right. No. Hurricane Harbor and da-da-da-da-da. We're going to come back and know the name of it because otherwise our sponsors will kill us.
Casino Pier. Casino Pier in Breakwater Beach?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
What's Hurricane Harbor?
That's Six Flags.
Yeah, that's Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. I don't even care about that.
Not even a beach.
It's
all right, we got a break for traffic. It is 10:19.
Breakwater Beach is the water park. Yeah.
And Casino Pier is the pier. All right. Okay. 10:19, time for fast traffic.
Back to Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
All right. It is Dennis and Judy 3.0. We're talking about your go-to summer towns, shore towns. And I was remiss before when I said it was Sea Isle that I was thinking of. Because Seaside Heights, I know, I love. I've been there a million times. Sea Isle, there's nothing there, right? So I'm like...
There's like a promenade. There's not really a boardwalk.
Okay, and it might be very nice. I've never been there, but I was like...
People love Sea Isle. I'm not a fan because I've got no history there. Steve, Trevelise used to own a little comedy club. Remember?
I remember that, yes.
Remember what it was called?
No.
It was a coffee shop, and it was the era of, wow, we can use our computers at a coffee shop. So it was called coffee.comedy. Internet cafe, which lasted that era lasted 5 years.
Yeah, because we're like only homeless people don't have a computer in their
at home. So it was an internet cafe that also doubled as a comedy club on the weekends.
I remember that
coffee.comedy.
But the reason I confused it is because Sea Isle. I guess I'm not familiar with Sea Isle. That's why I said who would go to Sea Isle anyway. Maggie's like, Judy, what's wrong with Seaside Heights? I'm like, absolutely nothing. It's like, we love that place. And Dennis and I used to go there and hoping to again to guys tell me the name of it again because Kyle goes, I said Hurricane Harbor, which is Six Flags. And Kyle goes, so then I go, and Breakwater Beach. He's like, because that's actually beach. And I'm like, well, no, it's not. It's the name of their water park, Dumbbell. Breakwater Beach is their water park. But anyway... Invite us back. We'll come and eat hot dog. Garrett, though, who knows everything there is to know about Asbury, he knows I went to Asbury for the rides. Right, Garrett?
Listen, you didn't think I was going to sit this one out, did you?
Oh, no way.
So, obviously the question is it the same when you were growing up for me? No, obviously not. A lot has changed here in Asbury Park, but... During my childhood, we went to Asbury Park Boardwalk for the rides, and we had the Ferris wheel at the Palace Amusements. You had the merry-go-round over at the casino. You had the funhouse in the casino. You had the funhouse in the Palace Amusements. Then you had along the boardwalk, you had kiddie rides. They even had at one time a roller coaster. Now, I don't know if you remember, Judy, but they also had the cable cars that went along the boardwalk. Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, I do remember that. That means I'm very old, but yes.
That was back in the late 70s.
I was alive back then. Yes. And every picture of me when I was a little girl, me and my little and my sisters in a little boat ride was at Asbury Park. And those are very fond memories. Garrett, yeah. I love you. Thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. We're going to take a little break. Yeah. Okay.
The boat ride. Remember the water? And they used to fill it with blue dye to make it look
really?
Like the ocean.
It's so funny. I don't
remember looking at that water and going, what's under there? I know we're in a tub. I was like 6 years old.
Right.
I know we're in a big tub, but it looks like the ocean. Oh, my God.
Why is it blue? All right, we're going to take a break for the news. Back with Dennis and Judy after this.
Listen, Judy, on New Jersey 101.5.
We're back at Dennis and Judy Show. We are talking about your go-to Jersey Shore town. And if it's the same as it was for you when your parents took you as a kid. And maybe, Judy, we've talked to some curmudgeons in the past that say, I never go to the shore. I never go to Jersey Shore stinks. I tell you, if that's your opinion... Try another town. There are so many choices at the Jersey Shore that if you didn't like one experience of one town because it was too this or too that or not enough this, go to another town. You will find something you like. If maybe you hate sand in the ocean, if that's your deal, then yeah, go to a lake. Don't bother. But
if you're on the spectrum, like I have two kids who hate the sand. How is this possible? Like, we all love the sand. We're beach bums. We grew up on the beach. But two of my kids, and it's always like the boys, like, oh, I hate this sand because they're like sensory. You ever know that? You ever hear this thing?
Yes.
And I tried my whole life to just be like, man up, it's sand. And then you realize that's not what you're supposed to do to kids like that.
Yeah, that would I would not abandon that. Tact.
You remember when we were younger, Dennis, when we thought all of this was made up?
Yep.
And you know, before I had kids who actually had these issues, and I'd be like, ADHD, that's not a thing. It's made up. And then, of course, I got cursed because every kid in my family was like, ah! With ADHD.
So people want to chime in on the phone, Judy. Should we go to the phones?
I think so. Let's talk to Sharon in Chatham, or as Kyle would say, Chatham.
Chatham.
She also used to do the merry-go-round thing, right?
Yes, that's right. Judy, you just brought back such great memories because I think, I don't know if we're the same age, but I would get off the merry-go-round horse halfway so I could reach for the brass ring, you know, because it was a free ride. I think that's what you got, a free ride.
A free ride,
yes.
And it would, like, kind of circle through it, like a rotation, and you could see when it was coming, and you would be going around. So you'd come hell or high water, you were getting that ring.
I know, Sharon, but then it started to get dangerous because, like, we would try to, like, stand up on the horse.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask.
Yeah,
how many kids?
In a seatbelt.
How many kids broke a hand or a leg from falling off trying to
reach
for
that? That's probably why they didn't have it anymore.
Well, they still had bumper cars, too. They had the bumper cars in the casino. And like,
yes.
That was, like, death-defying. Like,
it was death-defying.
And I was one of four. So, you know, our parents would take us with two other families. So it was so great. Same thing where you walked to Asbury because that's where the fun was. And when other people would meet up with you, they knew your umbrella. Like, we had a polka dotted umbrella on the beach, so my uncle and aunt would come from Belmar, come up and see our umbrella, and that's how everybody got together. Like,
that's so okay. So we didn't beach in Asbury because we beached in Bradley.
What was your umbrella?
Ours was Judy's.
Yeah. Well, I just got to be very honest with you guys. We raw dogged it. I don't think we had an umbrella.
Really?
I do not remember ever having an umbrella.
People, Judy was raw dogging it on the beach.
I was. My God.
You still had a cooler, right?
We had a cooler, of course. But also remember, Sharon, my house was like across the street. So you really didn't have to bring much. Because you ran home.
Back to the house, yeah.
And the other thing was, we had the sandbar. Bradley Beach had the sandbar. And you could get like a thing of french fries. And you could squirt. It was in a wax bag with a wooden fork. And you would squirt the ketchup on top of this wax bag. Sharon, life was good. What can I tell you?
And Avon, too, right there. Everything was, and Ocean Grove. I mean, it was all.
And where do you go now, Sharon? Like, if you go to the beach, where do you go now?
My go-to would be more Stone Harbor, just because I think things change in high school. If you started going down to LBI or you started going down farther down the shore, I don't know. Things changed as you became independently driving and you could drive wherever. So I think Stone Harbor just had a draw with Wildwood. I went with my girlfriends to Wildwood. We got like 8 of us together. The boys came down. So we rented for a week. And I don't know. It became that area. So,
Sharon,
but it's
thank
all good.
You. Yeah,
ugh,
it's all
I
good.
Love
thank
it.
Thank you so much.
Sharon,
but Judy,
made me so happy.
And when she said the polka dot umbrella.
Yeah.
My dad had a green, red, black, and yellow umbrella, striped umbrella.
I literally do not remember one umbrella on the beach.
Wow.
Isn't that weird? Like, I don't know why. Like, I just don't think we had an umbrella. I think that was like very, like maybe it was too like American. My grandparents were like immigrants.
Yeah.
Like, they came from freaking Syria, from the desert, with the desert wind blowing in their faces.
An umbrella, that's where we lived. We lived under an umbrella. You call it a tent, it was an umbrella.
Exactly.
Yeah, my dad, and I remember my dad sticking, it was a wooden post, and the bottom part had the sharp part on it.
Yeah,
it came in 2 pieces, and he would ram that thing into the sand, back and forth, until it went like 2 feet down, and it was not coming out.
Or it was like in China. People were like, why is that pole
What's
coming?
That pointy
wood
thing? What that pointy thing?
All
right.
How we all thought China was right underneath us.
Let's go to, I still can't get over Judy raw dogging out on the beach, but let's go to Linda in Trenton. Hi, Linda.
Linda, where are you?
Oh, I'm right here. Shore. I'm sorry.
I need to know what you're doing. Is she like dealing cards? Is she like separating receipts?
No. I just went to the post office. I came back, you know, and said, oh, I got to chime in because I've talked to you both before about Avon, not Avon by the Sea.
Right. Yeah.
And I'm Linda, and I grew up in Avon by the Sea on East End Avenue. And, oh, that lady before me, I was listening to her and chuckling because I'm a scrapbooker. And I'm going through a lot of old photos, and I found one of my 2 sons and their cousin on the little train ride in Asbury Park.
Oh,
oh my God, 1972.
But Linda, clear this up for me. I know Judy may already know this, but it is pronounced Avon by the Sea, not Avon by the Sea?
Well, the new people say Avon because it's more hoity-toity. But and then you could tell I'm 78 because I know that word. And my birthday is Wednesday, and I am going down the beach. I don't care if there's a rain or wind or everything. I am going to put my feet in the water. I'm going to be 79.
Okay,
enjoy.
And we thank you, of course, for saying
Happy
your
birthday.
Age. It is a requirement on this radio station. I do not know why.
Happy birthday.
As soon as you turn 60, you must announce your age.
Well, actually, I'm having the 50th anniversary of my 29th birthday.
Okay, that's a good way of looking at it. Linda, we love you. Thank you for calling New Jersey 101.5. I went to Asbury Park High School.
Was it Linda or Linda?
Linda. Well, that's a little more hoity-toity, so we don't say that. But
sorry.
I went to Asbury, the sending district for Avon by the Sea. So I just know the kids that I went to high school with were like, hey, I live in Avon. So it was the most I had, you know, any kind of.
Well, I'll take it from you then. So if I say Avon when I'm down there, I'm not going to be laughed at.
Well, no, you know, actually, though, Den, she's from a different generation that this woman who just called. Because she's like, that's what they say now. So maybe when I went to high school, it was one thing. When she was growing up, it was another thing. She's like 100 years older than I am. So I don't know. Right. But I do know Avon was what we called it. Let's go to, we could do it real quick. Should we, Anthony, in Staten Island? No? All right. Anthony, talk fast.
Hey, guys. Yeah, well, I still have my umbrella from Coney Island. That was my parents, believe it or not. It's unbelievable. Canvas, stainless steel. It's got a point at the end. And
was it wooden? Was it a wooden post?
No. It was metal.
Metal?
Stainless steel is there.
Oh.
Yeah, but the reason why I'm calling is because you mentioned the carousel. And, you know, we used to go down to Coney Island. And the rings, you know, that we used to, you know, grab at the end of the ride, the guy held a basket. Everybody would throw the rings in. And one day my sister said, what are you throwing them all in for? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, hold on to a couple. So I'm like, all right. I put a couple in my pocket, and I still have them to this day.
That's amazing.
And I use it as my
I forgot.
Keychain for my car.
It's his keychain. I love it. Anthony, thank you for That's calling awesome. New Jersey 101.5. More memories. And where do you go? Pam, we'll talk to you in a minute. What's your Jersey Shore go-to town? 1048, here's Fast Track.
It's the New Jersey Time Check, sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 10:54 on the dot, and at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Judy, a couple of the app chat messages pretty interesting about what is your Jersey Shore go-to town.
Tell me.
Then and now. Well, one comment from Rick in McEwensville, PA. He says, Knoebels Grove still does the brass ring. Their carousel is actually from the Jersey Shore.
Oh, my husband tells me the other day, hey, Judy, there's this amusement park in Pennsylvania we got to take the kids to. And I'm like, what? And he goes, it used to be somebody's house and farm. And then like they developed it like into this amusement park, and you don't pay to get on. You only pay for the rides. And I'm like, is it Knoebels? He's like, yeah, I just saw a thing about it on Instagram. I look at it, sure enough. It's like he's just discovering this. You know where I
discovered it? Back when you and I first started working
together. Oh, God, you told me all about it back then.
But I discovered it in the Sunday, Philadelphia Inquirer Sunday Travel Edition. Because I used to read the Sunday paper, you know, which I haven't seen one in 100
right.
years. But
right.
And so I said, we got to go. And we took the family out there. It is like stepping back into 1968. It's great. And then Patty in Pompton Plains, New Jersey says, Long Beach Island as a kid, Stone Harbor Avalon with the kids, now spring like always. Unspoiled boardwalks, saltwater pools at each end of the beach. Quaint town with great food and shops. Flowers
Spring
everywhere.
Lake is amazing, by the way.
It and before is. I started working here, I had never heard of Spring Lake. And one first time I heard of it, I said, was it a lake? Where? And I said, no, it was a shore town. You never
Same
heard of Spring
thing
Lake?
When I heard of Ocean City. I'm like, oh, yeah, I've been there because I had been to Ocean City, Maryland. Right. And I'm like, and you're like, oh, yeah, it's like down South Jersey. I'm like, there's I've no Ocean said, City in Jersey.
We should have an exchange program where people from the North Jersey Shore take people up there to their beach.
For
and
sure.
And people from the South Jersey Shore take them to their beach.
Should but now you call? Became like an expert on my area, though.
Not an expert, just I know it and I love it. I love the, like I said, from Sandy Hook to Cape May, there is something, you got to check out all of them. I think it's the best. If you like the beach, you like the shore, you like doing day trips when at any time of year, check out every town on the Jersey Shore. You won't be disappointed.
Let's go to Pam, who's in Warren County. She was like me, an Asbury girl, right, Pam?
No, absolutely. I mean, we just, especially when we were little kids, that was the place to go. And I remember the palace, and I was almost in tears when I read the story where they tore it down. And another place we used to go to when we were little kids, and this was in Asbury Park, and I hold out the souvenir map that I have when you started talking about this. It was called Storyland Village, and it was located, according to this, Asbury Park Circle, Route 66 in Neptune.
Oh, my and God. It,
Do you remember
and
it?
I have,
no, but I know. I mean, I drive in that thing every day.
Yeah.
I remember. Amazing.
And there was a place in there called Frontier City. And I still have the pictures, the old black and white pictures of my brother and I that my parents took, you know, at the different attractions and everything. And I still have some of those huge dollar bills they used to give out, souvenir, Frontier City. And I just, you know, it brings back a lot of memories. But when you started talking about that, I thought, oh, I've got to call in and tell them, because I'll bet not very few, if any, of your listeners were ever even aware of this Storyland Village.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard of it. It's probably just before my time. But
you, I think, took your kids.
This is the 50s.
You took your kids to Storybook Land down in Maze Landing, Judy, or no?
No, I took them to Storybook.
By us. If you're at the shore with your kids for the week, you take a little quick trip to Maze Landing.
What was the place I went to though? In Byram.
Oh, in
there was two places right next to each other: Hope, Byram. One was Wild West City, and the other one was Storybook something, but it wasn't Maze Landing.
Somebody will tell us. All right, thank you, Pam. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5.
All right. This was a fun hour. Now, coming up, Dennis, in the next hour, you and I did not get together and agree. And you pulled this one out, even though this was fun this hour. Thank you. The second I heard you talking about this, I go, oh, God, Dennis is back. Because you know how much I hate this topic, but it was so much fun. And you know I hated it so much.
I know you would eventually, you'd get to like it.
I warmed to it. So coming up next, something that we both agree on, which is, let's leave it a secret.
You'll have to tune in and find out.
If you love Dennis and Judy, you'll stay with us. It's going to be fun. 10:59 on the Dennis and Judy Show. More coming up right after this. Stick around. You don't want to miss it.
The Bet Parks online casino and sportsbook app, New Jersey. Chime time is 11:10. It's Dennis and Judy Show.
And Kyle has a question for all of our listeners.
What the hell are you doing here?
Why I think it's amazing is that he's never seen Sebastian Maniscalco perform, does not know his comedy. You've only heard that one line, and like he does him perfectly.
You've never seen his act on YouTube or online? Or
no, anything? Never. I mean, clips maybe, but I've never sat and watched one.
But I've already, and I always say to him, you need to just watch one of his shows. Because I feel like, don't you think he would love him? Don't you think I would like him?
He would. I think
you
so.
You know, because Kyle's like us. He has like mature humor. You know what I mean? Do you like John Mulaney, Kyle?
I'm going to be honest. My world of stand-up comedians is small.
Right. But most people your age like John Mulaney and Sebastian Maniscalco. But anyway, go on.
I wouldn't be surprised if his picture is on the wall at a place I went to the other night, Judy. A little hidden gem, if you don't know. It's a classic that people who know this place, they're like, oh my God, I used to go there as a kid or I go there once a year. The Belmont Tavern in Belleville. Now, for me, it's 400 miles away. But it was my friend Tony's birthday. He wanted to go there. 12 of us went. Kim, who runs the place, is just amazing. It's like stepping back into time. And at the bar, you know, a couple of people say, hey, you Dennis? Yeah, I heard you back on the radio. It looks like a casting call for a mob movie. It's great. It's not a hidden gem. It's a classic Jersey place, especially if you're from South Jersey and you could make the trip all the way up there.
I would love a place like that. I feel like it's like far for a lot of people, but doesn't every town in Jersey kind of have a place like that? Or a lot of towns in Jersey do?
I don't think so. I asked Tony. There was a place in Elizabeth called Spirito's. It closed a couple of years ago. That was like that. It was like stepping back into time going there. But I don't think there's any place like the Belmont.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you a place near me that is, it's not like that because it's very modern and made beautiful.
Okay.
But I think I told you this, they don't take cash. They'll make you whatever you want. You walk in.
What's it called?
What do you want? Lil Buco.
I think you told me about it before.
I've told you about this.
Yeah.
And it really is kind of a hidden gem because it's in like this little strip mall. And it's when you walk inside, it looks like Manhattan. It's gorgeous. But it's funny, like every time we ever got in there, like the owner comes out, he like kind of looks around, you know, doesn't put his back to the door. And then he's like,
what
can I make for you? And I'm like, and there's a menu, but like nobody really orders from the menu. Or like one time the waiter came over and I was like, can I get this? And whatever, he's like, yeah, you don't want that. Like what? Yeah, that's not for you. Anyway,
so
one time when I was in Belmont Tavern and I tripped and my face went into the oven, it was so awkward.
Last 2 weeks ago, this happened to me 2 weeks ago. I've been golfing every week with my daughter, having a great time. We pick a late tee time. We play nine holes. We have a ball. We sometimes eat there, drink there. We go over to Ramblewood in Mount Laurel. That's not how I hurt myself golfing, but I was happy to be back. You know, one shoulder I completely tore down in Key West a few years ago.
Oh, no, but you also did that lifting up a canoe in your leg.
That was my bicep.
Oh, I'm sorry. All of your arm muscles mixed up when you tear them off.
I tore a couple different muscles. Anyway, I was still able to play golf even though my left shoulder is completely disconnected or whatever they called it. We can't repair it. Okay, thank you. Why do I go to a surgeon? Why do I go in a tube and get an MRI and go to a surgeon? And he goes and looks at it and goes, wow, yeah, I can't do anything with that. Well, then what am I doing here? So anyway, that shoulder's one thing. The other shoulder has like a little bursitis. It like hurts once in a while. I'm in my garden, right? I see my tomato plants have been eaten, like almost down to the branch. Like all the leaves are eaten, part of the tomatoes are eaten.
Oh,
and
God.
I have that sinking feeling they're back. I think they're called leaf loppers.
Your ducks?
No, the ducks are fine.
The thucks are back.
The thucks are good. The thug duck and the regular ducks are all getting along. This was this leaf lopper. It is a green caterpillar looking like worm that's about a quarter inch in diameter and about 3 inches long. And when you grab it, it clings to the branch. So you have to squeeze it and it's gushy. And if you pick it up and throw it on the ground, stomp on it, it's goo. So I didn't want to stomp on it. I wanted to feed the fish in the lake. I yanked it off the plant and with a real hard underhand toss, threw it in the lake, like, because I was being a fairy about it and was like gushy.
A fairy.
I used the other word the other day and people were looking around like, you can't use that word. So fairy, I think, still is good. So I was being a fairy and I like threw it in a sharp underhand way into the lake because I wanted to get out of my hand.
When were you injured by being a fairy? 1-800-283-1045.
So I have to, because this is a dumb way to hurt myself. And if tossed it like a man, like, hey, get in the lake.
You know how many injuries occur because of people being a fairy? Like, so, when you go to the ER, like, oh, so how'd you get this injury? I was being a fairy.
Let me tell you something, Doc. I was being a fairy, and I'm embarrassed by it. I'm not proud of myself being a fairy. So, I mean, it hurt. Like, whatever jerking motion I made.
Kyle's doing his set. By the way, kids, this is funny because Kyle's laughing. That's how we know. However, you'll never know because he's doing his silent laugh.
That's right.
So now my shoulder is like really bad.
Of course, you have physical therapy.
A fairy shoulder.
It's a very common injury.
I'm watching videos. And I scheduled an MRI, which the place I scheduled is not available till late August. I want to find out what's going in there now. The physical therapist said, well, we're going to work on it and get it better. I said, but I want to know what's going on in there.
Right.
That 100%. A fairy motion like that would cause such pain and heartache.
Okay, first of all, there's so many things going on here on the call screen. I don't even know what to tell you. There's a bunch of people want to talk about hidden gems, hidden fairies, fairy injuries. And then there's people on the app chat going, has Dennis ever been to Jimmy's in Asbury Park? Like, but the truth is, Jimmy's, they're right. Jimmy's is a place like that, Den.
That, there you go. That was what I was thinking of as a place like that. All right.
Yeah.
But for another time, Jimmy.
Go into Jimmy's, because I talk about them like you talk about Belmont, right?
Yeah. And I thought we'd examine both, and we'll do that in the future. Okay. One is hidden gems. Jimmy's in Belmont, not a hidden gem. It's a Jersey classic.
Right,
so like,
right.
So you have both ends.
But it's hidden to me.
Right. Belmont? Yeah.
Anyway, fairy arm, 1-800-283-101. Holly, we're going to talk to you in a second. But first, we have to take a quick look at New Jersey Fast Track.
Dennis and Judy on New Jersey 101.5.
It's 11:24, Dennis and Judy's show. I'm Dennis Malloy.
I'm Judy Franco. Dennis, I asked you to read what Nick in Del Ran wrote from our app chat. And I'll tell Nick, you.
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, if you can find it. I didn't know you
had it. I got it. Judy, can you stop laughing out loud? Dennis is telling a serious fairy story. And Killer Tick from Reading, Pennsylvania says, is Kyle fairy laughing?
Well, the thing is, this all started because Dennis got a fairy injury, and it is one of the dumbest ways he's ever been injured. except for the time that he got a fish hook.
Fish fin stuck in his foot.
Yeah. A hook, though, you've had hooks stuck places, right?
I've had hooks.
Where the sun don't shine.
The fin in the foot was ridiculous. It was a striper flopping around on the deck. I had my fishing boots on, but they're more for water and they're not real thick. And the striper went sideways into my foot, and I felt like a sting when it was like, oh, you know, it pierced the boot. And then when I got home, it swelled up and it was still hurting. I was like, well, that's ridiculous. And I looked and there was a little piece of the fin stuck on the side of my foot.
That sounds horrible, but that's not really, I don't think that's a stupid injury. Like the fish just did that to you.
Yeah, you know? But the doctor looked at it and goes, "How? What?"
Right.
And he had to get little tweezers and yank it out. Anyway.
And that was a real man injury too.
Yeah, not a fairy injury. No, yeah. That is
those
a real man.
Those are
injury.
So different. Dude, Holly is in Clark. This is a real man injury, too. And it sounds like she's a woman. Would you do, Holly?
Hi, guys. It's so good to hear you guys again. I don't know if you remember me, but I used to call a lot about 10 years ago. I'm a pharmaceutical rep, and I was in New York City hell working for the last 10 years, and now I'm back in Jersey, and I can hear you guys again.
Oh, that's good. Amazing, Holly.
Welcome back.
Great. Thanks. And Spiritos broke my heart when they closed. But
I know.
I was making pork roast for Christmas Eve, and I had 23 people coming, and everyone came at once, and I was slicing the pork roast on a meat slicer. And I got distracted, and I don't know how I did it, but because it has a guard, but my right thumb, I basically cut off right off the tip part of the bone, sheared it right off. And the funny thing is, after I left to go to the hospital, they couldn't find the piece of, you know, thumb. So nobody had pork roast, and we've never eaten pork roast again. But, yeah, I can't give a really great thumbs up anymore. But it was probably the most painful thing I've ever done in my life. It really sounds like it.
So you're missing the top of your thumb?
Yeah, but it kind of grew back. It's a little thinner than the other thumb. And, of course, I get my nails done, so you really can't notice. But it was about 6 months. I had to get a skin graft because they couldn't close it because it was like a gaping wound. Like, you cut the whole thing off. So they had to do a skin graft. And, yeah, it's hard because you can't button your pants. You can't pull your zipper up. There's so many things you can't do with your thumb. So that's why the mob
would always threaten to break your thumbs.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was then?
It worked.
Yeah. It worked.
Wow.
But it's good to have you guys back.
Welcome back, Holly. Thank you. Appreciate the call to New Jersey 101.5. You know, they're always hurting themselves out in Punxsutawney with groundhog injuries.
Oof.
Aplenty.
Forget it.
Linda in Punxsutawney. Hi.
Hi, I was actually in Jersey when I did this.
Oh.
My daughter, who's grown now, it's become a family joke. She was 3 then, and my husband had run in the store to get something, and I was sitting in the front seat, and she was in her booster in the back seat, and she opened the back door on her side and went to close it, and I thought she was going to pinch her fingers in the door. So I reached back to grab the door, and she slammed the door on my fingers.
Oh, no.
So I'm sitting in the front seat with my fingers stuck in the door of the back seat, and she's too scared to open the door.
Oh my God.
I kind of get it, though. I kind of understand that.
Did you have to wait for your husband to come out of the store?
I did. I had to wait for my husband to come out of the store to open the door to get my hand out of the door.
How badly damaged?
Luckily, it was only my thumb on my right hand was the worst. It just smashed the nail, and I've healed. I'm fine. It was years and years ago. But then not like a week later, we were in the kitchen, and I don't know if you remember those giant 3-liter bottles of soda you used to get at like ShopRite or something.
Yeah.
We had one of those in the kitchen. It was summertime, and I was putting away groceries, and my, again, same daughter was trying to be helpful, picked it up to bring it to me and dropped it on the top of my foot.
Jeez.
You know, she said about those.
She started screaming, oh my God, I killed mommy, because I was screaming.
She's trying.
Linda, thank you so much for calling New Jersey 101.5. We're going to break now for the news. This is the Dennis and Judy Show 3.0. back with more right after this.
Jersey's favorite conversation, Dennis and Judy, New Jersey 101.5.
Dennis and Judy show, talking about ways you've injured yourself. And, you know, when you do it, you feel stupid. And it's one of those times when you could, you wish you could turn back time. If I just knew not to do that stupid thing, I'd be fine now.
Like the old Cher song. So 1-800-283-101.5 is our phone number. What is going
on? Kyle, can you do, can you, if I could turn back time, can you do a Cher?
For sure.
So the Let's phone hear. Number is 1-800-283-101.5.
Oh, no, no, I wanted you to sing it. He was looking for
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I cannot sing it. I'm not going to lie. I thought you wanted me to tell a story, to which I was very excited to get on air and tell a story.
Now, if you could do, because you do so many impersonations, I thought maybe you could do a show.
No, no.
If I could turn back time. All right.
Then somebody has, like, okay, this is a long message, but somebody has a real good recommendation for you for your shoulder. And I'm going to listen to this guy because his sister is my friend Hot Donna. And her daughter, Jamie, from Shady Girl Sunglasses. Love them. Anyway, somebody in Tony and Brick said, I guess when she hitchhikes, she only gets half a ride because she only has half a thumb. 1-800-283-101.5. Stupid ways you hurt yourself. I pride myself on being like the only person I know who has run herself over with her own car. And I was injured, but thank God not like seriously. I was like, my balance was off because I was.
Bless you.
Sorry. I was like, I think 9 months pregnant and I got out of my.
Bless you, know, you like, again, Judy.
I thought I put my car in park, but it actually was in reverse. So I got out of the car in the driveway with it kind of rolling backwards and not realizing. So the car door hit me, knocked me over and went rolling back into the street. I got knocked away from the car. Thank God, not under the car. So I was okay, but I was bruised up pretty badly. And I remember thinking, like, I don't think there's anybody who's ever run herself over with their own car or himself. But then every time I bring that up, there are people who have. And don't forget the time that I glued accidentally. One of my kids got in crazy glue and glued her fingers together. And I remember I was too afraid to put acetone, which is nail polish remover, because I thought you had to like soak it in nail polish remover. And I was like, I forget how old the kid was, but it was like a toddler. I just told this story recently. One of the toddlers. And I was like, oh, you can't put acetone on a baby because it'll get into their bloodstream. And I'm freaking out. Two fingers together. So I take the kid to the emergency room and I'm waiting and the kid's crying because every time she moves her fingers, it's pulling on the skin. And the doctor comes in and he's like, hold on a second. Nurse, can you get me some nail polish remover? I'm like, dude, I could have done that at home. And he regularly just like stuck the baby's fingers in nail polish remover. And in 1 second, like it opened up.
I had
up.
To do that recently. I was gluing something. Yeah. It got all over my hands. Before we reunited, did you talk at all about the World Cup?
We'd always say that like nobody cares about soccer. Like soccer is not an American sport, so stop it.
Yeah, but the crowds were amazing. A lot of foreigners. People.
Like
came
we
from
thought
all
it was nice
world.
That like we became like a little patriotic for a minute.
Yeah, and the fact that the final was last night in Jersey.
Yeah.
And Spain won 1-0 over Argentina. And doesn't that Messi guy work for Argentina? He plays for Argentina?
Yeah, Messi.
Plays
they
there,
said
yes.
they yeah, had like
works,
really
works there.
They said like the sportsmanship was terrible because they didn't, you know, they have a news conference afterwards and Messi doesn't come out to talk and they basically don't shake each other's hand. They just like spit at each other and have
really?
A brawl.
Like
yeah,
hockey players, they kill each other on it. I'm a big hockey fan.
Yeah.
Kill each other on the ice. I mean, brutal. Blood. Yeah. People spitting out teeth. End of a playoff game, no matter what level of the playoffs it is, they line up and they shake each other's hands.
That's because you're watching Americans.
I think that's the only sport that does that, by the way. They do an actual handshake line afterwards. I don't think any other sport does that. They might informally do it, but not
they're
like
hockey. Always... Right. Okay, but in tennis, they do. They come, they have to shake hands.
Well, that's 1v1, yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, Americans are a different breed. You know what I mean? We teach each other sportsmanship from day one. In other countries, the thing is kill or be killed. And I think that that's the difference.
And the level of BS acting that goes on when a guy trips and he's holding his knee like he's going to need a knee replacement Tuesday.
Dennis, it's so funny though. But we do
it. And then there's no penalty against the other guy. There's no red card or postcard or whatever they get. So he sees there's no card involved, no penalty, and he stands up and walks in and he's fine. I want to get that guy, pull him to the side of the sideline and punch him in the head.
But Americans do something different, which I think is also stupid.
Yeah.
We teach our kids, we lie to our kids from like first grade. Like, it doesn't matter who wins or loses, it's how you play the game. And like, so my kids would be like, so like, I shouldn't want to win. I'm like, of course you want to win. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's baloney. Sports is win.
I have mixed emotions about it. I'm glad it came to the States. I'm glad a lot of foreigners fell in love with the U.S. I'm glad people who are soccer fans here got a chance to, you know, be up close and personal with their sport, especially that major games were played here in Jersey.
Right. But it's funny. Like, we barely talked about it. I think we even tried to talk about it, and nobody cared. And I think, I mean, Kyle, you could disagree with me here. Maybe you don't remember it this way, but I really got the feel from a lot of people that unless you were a diehard soccer fan, you just didn't care that much.
I was super into it, and I don't care about soccer at all. I thought it was awesome. It's something
you
that hasn't been... Like,
you didn't even talk about it. What are you, liar? You did not even speak about it.
I'll tell you exactly why he was somewhat interested.
Why?
The girlfriend. They're from Poland. The whole family's from Poland.
No, I mean, the World Cup in general is a really cool event. It's once every 4 years, obviously. It hasn't been in the U.S. and I don't even know how long. So to have that here
you never
is really
once
cool.
Brought it up, talked about it with EJ, without EJ. You may have been super into it, but you really held that a secret.
Did the Polish immigrants have something to do with you?
They're very into soccer as is, so I was getting a lot of my information through them because I was asking a million times. First off, I was in Poland for the large majority of the first round, so I wasn't here for it.
Oh,
so we were watching games over there, and they're at weird times, but I was picking their brain and asking them, does the U.S. have any sort of chance whatsoever at making a run at this thing? And they kept saying no, but they can get to a certain point, and that'll kind of be where it's capped,
and that's
which is what happened.
Yeah. And guess what? Nobody cares about soccer because it's not an American sport. They try to force it down our throats and make it an American sport. It is a second grade boy sport or an eighth grade girl sport. That's it. Nobody cares.
I agree with that, but I'll tell you why they drew such large crowds. First, you know, people came over to the States from other countries to watch it. And B, something like 60% of New York City is foreign born.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, and Jersey, it's we have a lot of that as well.
But then Alex in Hamilton just wrote, "You are so ignorant, it's unbelievable. Don't talk about it. Everything that you say is not nearing close to reality. Don't talk about it."
Call,
and then the next
call.
Person writes, "Dennis, don't blow a blood vessel over that stupid soccer. Save it for a caller." But it's really true.
Kyle.
Like Kyle was into it, you're right, because he has a foreign girlfriend. He's foreign by extraction or by what's the word?
Association?
No. Dennis, what do they say when you're sleeping with somebody who's foreign?
Injection.
Injection.
I think the reason why it struggles here, because I'll agree with you that soccer is certainly not as big in the U.S. as it is in other countries, but we don't have the league here. Every other sport, we are the pinnacle of it. NFL, right. NHL, MLB, all those other sports are based here, and that's where everybody wants to come to play.
Isn't
soccer's the opposite.
Isn't there a league here?
The MLS is here, but the MLS is like minor league soccer compared to what's played over in Europe. They've got five, six, seven different leagues and countries over there that are higher level than what we have.
Which proves my point. It's not for us. Stop.
I tried.
Stop pretending
and I respect
and Kyle,
people who are
you
really
you were only
into
in
it.
Poland helping with an electrical problem. Stop pretending like you were there for any other reason. Dennis, you know what the electrical problem is.
No, I missed that part.
Well, I don't know exactly what it was. He brought a bunch of light bulbs with him. I know that. What? He never really got into it.
I didn't get this one either.
I'll tell you in a minute.
I've been told it a million times.
We're going to talk to Tom in Bucks County in a minute. 11:48. Here's, fast traffic.
It's the New Jersey Time Check sponsored by SellYourCarNow.com. It is 11:55 on the dot. And at SellYourCarNow.com, they'll give you cash for your car on the spot. Judy, the name of the place we were looking for earlier, maybe it was even the last hour that I talked about Storybook Land. When that woman said there was a place in Neptune that was some storybook thing. You were looking for the Land of Make-Believe out in Hope or Byron.
Ah, thank you. Yeah.
And then
also,
I
want to read this. Judy, Emily and Lacey, Judy, your cold heart speaks volumes. Not even trying to hide her disdain. It's a disdain, by the way, with a D. For foreigners, Trump-coded. Well, everybody knows that.
Did you hate foreigners?
Well, do me a favor. You know, I've been in this country for how many generations have my ancestors been here?
One.
Since like, oh yeah, that's true.
So I wonder, my
grandparents are Arabs, you moron.
And I
love foreigners, Trump coded. No, I hate soccer. It has nothing to do. It's not an American sport.
I wonder if Emily has the same kind of background that we do, where she's first or second generation like we are. And we have foreign,
she's
connection.
A moron.
We couldn't understand her grandparents because they didn't speak English.
Yeah, Emily, who's probably 17th generation piney. Anyway, but let's move on. Dennis, somebody wrote, I do have a cold heart to soccer because they're trying to shove it down our throats. Chris in Riverside says, soccer's popular. Youth soccer's played all year long. Yes, youth soccer, very popular. Professional soccer, not popular. Just not.
And listen, if there was a way to make money and build a league and turn a profit other than that, what is that league, Kyle?
The MLS.
MLS. Then it would, it's market driven. That's, all these sports are market driven. If there's a market for it, they will go. They will, grow and build a big following. It's not popular here. There's other sports that maybe crowded it out. It is popular for youth and is popular among a certain, like my nephew, Nick, was a major standout goalie at Montclair. He played soccer.
Right.
And then he went to Puerto Rico and played for a season or two. He got into it. He loves it. Unless you have a really strong connection to it. Like, I never played any kind of organized hockey or baseball or whatever, but I'm a big fan. But it seems like soccer, the only way you're really, really into it as an American-born and raised adult is if you had a really strong background in it as a kid.
Except
or
for
you're
Emily.
Dating
and
a
Lacey.
Cute Polish girl.
Yeah. Let's go to Tom in Bucks County, PA. We were talking about stupid ways you hurt yourself, and he has a story. Talk to me, Tom. What'd you trip over? Dumbbell.
I was in my garage trying to find a tool. So I'm going through my toolbox, and I had to lift the top tray off, and I put it down behind me. I then stepped back, tripped over the tool tray, and I got 8 stitches in my left arm.
What did you fall on?
And I currently have the stitches. I have no idea. I don't know what I hit.
Oh, that's a bad fall. When you cut yourself that wide and you don't know what you fell on, that's a bad one.
It was not good. I have a thing about soccer, if I could.
Real
Please.
Quick.
My wife's uncle named Francis Hun Ryan played soccer for Lighthouse Soccer Club in Philadelphia. He played in the Berlin Olympics and one of the World Cups around that era. I don't know what year that was. But soccer was very big in that area, in that era. And Philadelphia, I believe, still has a professional soccer team.
Yeah, they may. I'm just saying.
What is it, Kyle?
The Philadelphia Union.
Union.
It's just never going to be a great American sport, is all I'm saying. But listen, kids, we love you for listening. It's been fun. We are Dennis and Judy. We are back. And ain't nothing you can do about it.
And better than ever.
Better than
love you, Judy. I'll see you tomorrow.
Too. I'll be here. Kyle, you too?
Yep.
All right. And
Lou and Michelle are next. Lou and Michelle. Lou hates soccer, by the way.